Chapter 23. Hiya, Sticky Baby. Where have you been? I've been ringing and ringing. Oh, this must be your new friend. Bailey Baby, is it? Affirmative, said Billy. Ziggy had just pointed at the flat where he lived, a ground floor concrete cube in a large concrete cube. When the front door was flung open and out rushed his mother, Marglam Rock's hair, which was long and very frizzy, and glitter sprinkled in it, like metallic dandruff. Her eyeshadow was bright blue and glittery. Her lipstick was bright pink and glittery. And her nail varnish was bright green. And you guessed it, glittery. She was wearing tight white hot pants with silver stars on, very high platform shoes, which she found difficult to walk in, and the fluffiest Angora sweater imaginable, cut in half to show off her midriff. In fact, she was without doubt the fluffiest, frizziest, not to mention glittiest person Bailey had ever seen. My Ziggy Baby's been telling me all about you, Bailey Baby, said Miss Marglam Rock, kissing Bailey on both cheeks. Now, Ziggy Baby, she continued, wagging her finger at her son. The phone, I rang, no answer, why? The lorry ran over it, Ma. A lorry? Marglam Rock's eyes went very wide. Are you all right? Oh, baby, baby. I'm fine, Ma, said Ziggy. He took deep breath, glanced at Bailey, then lied. Crossing a road, and the phone zipped from my pocket. Before I had a chance to go and get for it, back for it, a lorry came and splat. Ooh, squealed Marglam Rock. My poor baby. I've got goosebumps just thinking about it. Come on, let's get inside. I need a burst of disco to de-goosebump me. There was a ramp leading up to the front door for Ziggy's wheelchair. Bailey pushed him inside and saw a mirror ball hanging from the ceiling, sparkling light everywhere. In fact, everything in the flat seemed to shimmer and shine. The sofa was shiny, green plastic, the curtains had rhinestone patterns on them, and the wallpaper was covered with silver polka dots. There was also a white portable television, a very fluffy rug, a record player with records scattered all around, and literally hundreds of lava lamps. Now, what song shall we have? Wondered Ma Glamrock, sorting through the records. I've got to start funking my stuff pretty soon, she glanced at Bailey. Oh, I can tell Bailey Baby doesn't like it. Don't like disco. Look at that frown. I'm not frowning. I can see it from here. That's just the frown Ziggy Pa used to have whenever I strutted my funky stuff. She shook her head ruefully. I like pretty tunes and lovely lyrics, you see. But Pa, well, Pa couldn't care less about tunes. And as for lyrics, well, he couldn't even write. Where's that letter he wrote? Ah, here it is. Try not to laugh, Bailey Baby. The letter was written with pencil and what looked like an old fish and chip paper. Dear Mark Glamrock and Ziggy, of course, I still love you both, but I am fed up with living here, so I am leaving. Not going far, though. Lots of love, Pa Punk Rock. Pa Punk Rock? Gasped Bailey. That's the kind of music he likes, Bailey Baby, explained Mark Glamrock. Punk. Ugh, awful stuff. Where is he now? Asked Bailey. He started his own little shop just down the high street, replied Mark Glamrock. Ooh, that reminds me, Ziggy Baby. You must see Pa Punk Rock tomorrow to get another mobile phone. Sure, Ma. And now, she went on, I've got to start disco dancing. Come on, you two, help me choose a record. Let's get to my room, quick, Ziggy said, tugging at Bailey's sleeve. Quick!